for the white.
Oh man, look. We'll talk about this on Sunday.
What? Oh, God. Oh, God. Wait, come on. Come on, that's funny.
It is funny. Why do you think the hell I'm laughing? At?
You can tell William and I, you can tell the difference between two of us because his nose is bigger.
No, it's not. My head might be bigger, but my nose is not. And yes, I am black and he is white and I don't give a damn.
Oh, you had to go there. You had to.
Oh!
Thanks for pointing out the obvious, William.
Okay. Well, let's put it like this then. I have a bit more melatonin. Hey guys, I'm getting serious. You know what?
That just means that I burn in the sun and he doesn't.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's your problem.
That's why I got a red neck. That's why I got a red neck.
Hey, you know what? Hey guys, Mike and I, we can come together because we really don't give a damn who you are. As long as you are, if you're good, we don't care. We love you. If you're evil, hey, you know,
Get out the way.
We don't care. Hey, we really. Hey, check us out on the Boomerang on Sunday. Oh, the Boomerang. I got something for you too. You better be ready. No. Better be ready. Your ass is going to be fried. Oh, I'm sorry.
Do I have to take my act right pills?
I'm going to be singing Hallelujah. Wow. Great song choice. We're excited.
Hey, this is one of your picks, Matt.
Oh,
man.
Those voices.
Now I've heard there were
great rendition. Thanks, William.
That David played and it pleased the Lord. But you don't really care for music, do you? Well, it goes like
by the way, 00 said you were insane.
The minor floor,
yeah,
the major live, baffled king,
I love this song.
Composing hallelujah.
Great song,
love
wonderful
it.
Rendition.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Next 007,
man, I love it.
Hallelujah. I know I got you too.
My best, but it wasn't much. I couldn't feel, so I tried to touch. I told the truth, I didn't come to fool you. And even though it all went wrong, I'll stand before the Lord of song with nothing on my tongue. Hallelujah.
It's good, man.
Hallelujah.
Say it, sir.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Wow. Tell me he doesn't feel what he's singing.
Man.
Tell me.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah, wow. Wow. Hey, you know, Mike, great choice. And do you know, let me turn on this camera.
That's another one.
I saw it when it happened. Absolutely. That was in 2023. March 6th, as a matter of fact, of 2023. Wow. And I saw that and I said, whoa. He blew me away with his, it was like effortless, an effortless delivery of that song. And I love the song anyway. And Thanks for that pick, Mike. That was wow.
That was soulful.
You know, and you and I talk more than maybe this artist knows. Throughout our shows, when we get a chance to talk about music, we often talk about the impact of music and sound. And you talk about frequency. And how, I don't want to speak on what you want to say, but you talk about, and this is how I paraphrase, the conversation that you and I have about music, which to me is so extremely vitally important. You know how much I love music. I know how much you love music. You and I, as much or even more than any of my other hosts, we recognize, well, I can't say Dr. The Professor, Elroy Boyd, also the jazzy one. She's been on that conversation too. Okay. We've done it on the Boomerang. Oh, Dr. Demery. Wow. The impact that music has on our brain, Mike. If you take a couple of minutes and talk about this. Yeah, just a couple of minutes, okay? Because if
yeah,
he tend to be long-winded, but oh, just a couple of minutes.
I told you, I confessed to having that that affliction.
It was your diarrhea?
Verbal diarrhea, yeah.
Okay.
No, got that disease.
Okay.
I do.
But importantly, now, Mike and I don't think a day goes by if we don't jab each other when we talk. And I wouldn't have it any other way.
It's true.
I wouldn't have it any other way. As a matter of fact, if he doesn't jab me, I'm calling 911. Hey, check on my brother. No, this is the truth, Mike.
It's true.
Expect it. And I love it. But no take on what I just said.
Well, regards to things that make us happy in life, obviously, there's. If you look at the whole piece of the pie, I mean, you want your family, you want your friends, you want to eat well, you want to live well. You want what I refer to a lot of times is money, power, and fame. And we're not all looking for fame. We're not all looking for power. You know, we need a little money so we can survive, and raise our families and be happy in this world. So those are the things that drive mankind. But the couple of things that make us happy that don't cost us anything generally. Mm-hmm. Our laughter and music. And we talked about this on the Boomerang last Sunday, that when you hear a comedy sketch or somebody makes you laugh, it raises you up. And when you listen to good music, it raises you up. And again, there's good vibrations and good and bad vibrations. And last Sunday on the Boomerang, we briefly spoke about there's a nerve in your system. It's the longest nerve in your body called the vagus nerve, like Las Vegas. And it runs from your brain all the way down to pretty much your groin. And that vagus nerve, when it's stimulated with good frequency or good sound, or in this case, good music or good laughter, it uplifts you and raises those serotonin levels in your brain, which is the feel good.
That's
things
right.
That occur for you. So that's what we talked about in the Boomerang last Sunday is the feel-good vibrations and such, and how vibrations, frequency, in this case music, or laughter, can affect you physically and mentally and spiritually. So that's what we talk about. That's one of the reasons why that William and I do Coast to Coast, because we hope, like this last song, Hallelujah, how many of you out there does that song not affect? I'm going to say
that's a great question.
That song affects all of us.
You know, I found myself humming along with that, Mike.
Yeah.
It was absolutely amazing. Absolutely great stuff. And so, you know, I have nothing else to say because Mike just summed it up. I can't believe I agree with him for a fourth time tonight.
Fourth time? Oh, my goodness. God. I'm getting goosebumps.
You get whatever you want. I don't care. I don't care. Okay. I give up. Shucks.
A man's got to know his limitations. Clint Eastwood. Tell me this song doesn't affect you. Yeah, exactly. That's what we're talking about.
Good man. Mike.
Oh, it's better than real good. That's spectacular.
Oh, that's real good.
Incredible.
I don't know when this was recorded, but she looks awfully young at the time. Do you know when that was actually recorded? I don't have that information in front of me.
I don't, but again, she's been, since the time she was a young singer, started in the church because of her family and all that, she's been a dynamic singer. She was a dynamic singer for decades from her very young age. So wow. To pinpoint any specific age would probably do her a disservice because she was so dynamic and so iconic for literally decades.
Okay.
So I hate to pigeonhole her into like one.
Yeah. Well, I do have this 187,000 views. That was 3 years ago. Yeah. I don't know where it is now. I don't know, you know, where she is now. I just hope her the best. Great voice. And that prompts me, Mike, to do this. The great, all-time great, Whitney.
Each day I live, I want to be a day to give the best of me. I'm only one, but not alone. My finest day is yet unknown. I broke my heart for every gain to taste the sweet. I face the pain. I rise and fall, yet through it all, this much remains.
The chat,
I live to be the very best. I want it all, no time for less. I've laid the plans, now lay the chance here in my hands. Give me
America with the performance of the national anthem, 8-time Grammy Award winner, Chris Stapleton.
Nice. Y'all know this gentleman from Tennessee Whiskey.
Can you see by the dawn's early light was so proudly we hailed at the twilight's gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we walked were so gallantly streaming, and the
don't tell me we don't play everything here on Coast to Coast, including the Star Spangled Banner.
Oh,
so
boy.
I hope that touched all of you. But Stapleton, I mean, obviously he's very well known for his Tennessee Whiskey song, but he's got such a magnificent voice. And so, yeah, I found this along the way, and I thought he did it. Whitney Houston did a magnificent version of this, and I think Chris Stapleton's version was equally good. Or at least on a par, but if we can on Coast to Coast, if we can play the Star Spangled Banner, you know you're going to listen to good music from every genre, from every area that we can play it. Good stuff is good stuff, no matter how you measure it.
Hey, Mike, I couldn't agree with you more. Whitney Houston is my all-time favorite. Chris Stapleton.
Yeah.
Now, I love Chris Stapleton. And if I were a judge, I'm going to say the great, both are great vocalists. Whitney Houston is in a stratosphere of her own.
I know where you're going with this, and you're right.
No, I understand. But at the same time, I'm not discounting Chris Stapleton.
I understand.
Not discounting him at all. Because if I had to rank the best Star Spangled Banners at a game or whatever it is, Whitney Houston is number one.
You got my vote.
Okay. I think I might have to put Chris at number two.
Well, there's a bunch out there.
I know.
It's hard to pick because there's so many good ones out there, but... Yeah, Whitney is, I think, the right word, the epitome, or
wow.
the goal to reach. I mean, yeah, she's that. How do you beat that?
You can't. You can't until somebody comes on. So many great artists out here, Mike, and you and I play a lot of music, and so I'm reluctant to call it a challenge. It's an opportunity for you and I to present the best we got. You know, because it's fun. I look at challenges.
You guys, everyone out there, our audience, you guys decide. Well, you don't have to decide. You know, you can say they're both good, they're both great, whatever. You don't have to, like, You don't have to label them with number one, number two, number. You don't have to do that. It's not necessary.
I can agree.
Say they're both good.
Good both though. Great. God, I hate this. Am I gonna agree with him a fifth time?
I feel faint. I'm getting dizzy over here in West Coast.
Get a glass of
West
water.
America, I'm getting dizzy from William.
I can't believe I did that. I can't believe it.
Used to spend my nights out in barroom. Liquor was the only love I'd known. But you rescued me from reaching for the bottom and brought me back, being too far gone. You're that smooth,
yeah,
it's Tennessee whiskey.
Hey, Jackie.
Found the bottom of the bottle's always dry. But when you pulled out your heart, I didn't waste it. Cause there's nothing like your love to get me high. You're as sweet as strawberry wine. You're as warm as a glass of brandy. And honey, I stay strong.
Better get ready. We're coming at you each and every Thursday on this network. Studio Dungeon got buzzed.
Tennessee.
Hey, Mike.
Yes, sir.
I thought I'd play this by Ella Fitzgerald. Oh,
I know you love her.
Ella Fitzgerald, Louis Armstrong.
Two icons of the industry.
Man, oh man, oh man. Great pick. Oh, God. Is this six times? I can't.
Just be quiet and listen, okay?
You know, just kick back. Oh, man, this is good stuff.
You know I only send you the best.
Wow, wow, wow. You know, the problem I'm having right now, I'm going to have to give Mad Mike 7 likes tonight. I can't tell you. Mike, that was a showstopper.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, boy. Oh, and I have to make an admission. Never heard that rendition. Ella Fitzgerald, Louis Armstrong.
Satchmo.
Summertime. How much gooder does it get, Mike?
I'm waiting to see. I'm waiting to see because there's good stuff coming out all the time, especially the new artists that you highlight here on Studio W. So I'm waiting to see, but, you know, there's so much good stuff out there and we like to highlight it and we'd like to bring stuff that you've never heard before right here to Coast. And I think we're doing a pretty good job of it. And thanks for all of you that tune in every Thursday to listen to William and I beat each other up verbally.
I love it.
And play good music. I got to tell you, I trust us. We're good. We are very good friends and we do this for fun and entertainment.
Right. So. Hey, you know, I was thinking the same thing earlier, folks. We just love fighting. It's like two brothers.
Don't take us too seriously. We're like siblings.
That's exactly right. And I wouldn't have it any other way. I promise you that. Folks, we give you the real, but Mike, wow. That could have been a mad pick. And if I had it before you did, easily, yeah. It would have been a wild pick. Easily, great yeah. stuff, man. Yeah. Thank you so much, man.
And we don't listen to the stuff, that kind of stuff anymore. In fact, I think we should somewhere along the way, William, like we talked about earlier, is take like an hour out of our 3-hour segment and highlight maybe 40s music, maybe 50s music, maybe 60s music, or certain genres, and just donate like an hour, dedicate would be a better term, dedicate an hour of our 3 hours to like a certain segment of a style of music, whether it's by genre or by year or something like that, because I really miss listening to that kind of, well, I don't because I do it at home anyway, but.
Right.
I think the world in general is losing something by only listening to the stuff that just came out yesterday or last year or the year before. If you segment yourself off from the 90s, the 80s, the 70s, the 60s, the 50s, the 40s, the 30s, if you don't listen to some of that stuff, you're doing yourself a disservice.
I couldn't agree more. I can't. Oh God. Did I do it again? You know, I'm going to shut up because the after party is getting ready. Right. Yeah, I can't take it. I can't take it, man.
Well, William, before we go, can I ask you a question?
No.
The smaller of the club?
Oh, you should have given, why don't you, Mike?
We got time. Let me talk. I can talk for a second.
Well, if you haven't noticed, he can talk for a few seconds.
Down, William. So listen, come back while you pay attention, William. Push the buttons. So while William's pushing buttons,
I'm not talking to you, Mike.
While he's pushing buttons for the after party,
I'm not speaking to you.
Come see us every Thursday night here of you that tune into our silliness. Thank you so much. We just have a great time here. We're here because we want to be here. It's not like we're knocking down huge money on this because that's not our purpose here. But come and enjoy and come open your Verizon a little bit about open your eyes and your ears and listen to different stuff. And come back to the Boomerang program on Sundays because if you want some heat, we got that going on there. And all the different programs that they do. Jazz on Sunday nights and his Monday Night Madness and his Culture Excellence on Wednesdays. There's so many just wonderful shows here. Anne and her two boys. I mean, they've got the Teens Talk Truth with AJ and Andre.
No, AJ and Alex.
AJ and Alex.
I love those two cats, man.
They're very intelligent young men, and that's what our world needs to be. They need to be following what Anne and Andre have taught her two sons, and this world to be a much better place because she's raised those boys correctly.
Amazing stuff, man. Thank you, Mike.
Did I buy you enough time there, William?
Oh, yes, you did. Because guess what? The party always starts after the party, doesn't it, Mike?
Because the smaller the club, what?
That's right, the bigger the party. Mad Mike, Wild Wheel, coast to coast.
Yes! Yes!
Hey, Mike.
Thanks, everyone. Bye.
Man, what a great, 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 great show, Mike. My pleasure, my friend. Yeah.
Every time I DJ, I play this song.
Johnny Taylor, still the favorite.
Love it, man.
And Bobby Bland, still the blues.
Hey, Mike, do they get up and dance just to this? Jukebox and
no oh, DJ. Hell yeah.
Just a jukebox.
Oh, hell yeah.
In fact, I even ask him. I tell everybody on the dance floor. So, y'all give me a hell yeah. Guess what the dance floor
hell
said.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Something about this room.
Mad Mike, Wild Wolf, Coast to Coast.
I don't care where I'm playing. You can barely move. I don't care how old you are, how young you are, or what your ethnic background is, or it doesn't matter. They love this song.
Everywhere. Everywhere.
Music's loud.
A 007. Funny, relaxing, and enjoyable. Good job.
Oh, yeah.
A 00, we love you, girl. Jackie and Maui. Hey, thank you so much.
Just to get a peep. Everyone loves a smaller club. You might meet someone. You might meet someone there and fall in love.
Come on, yeah.
The smaller the club, the bigger the party.
That's right.
Something about this room. Yes, it is. The smaller the club, the better the party. The dance floor, you can barely move.
I call that.
I love it, man.
Small club. Small dance floor. Poor body.
Hey.
The smaller the club, the bigger the party. Something about this room. Yes, it is. The smaller the club, the better the party. The dance floor, you can barely move. Johnny Taylor is still the favorite. And Bobby Bland, still the blues. $5 you've got to pay. Just a jukebox and no DJ. What? Just a jukebox and no DJ. Beer cans on the table. Cigarette smoke, cigarette smoke, cigarette smoke in the air. Yes, it is. Music's loud and everybody dancing, yeah.
There's a hell of a party.
There's a hell of a party up in here.
Oh, Mad yeah, Mike, yeah, yeah. Wild Will.
Smaller the club, the bigger the party.
Coast
something
to coast.
About this room. Yes, yes it is. Yeah. The smaller the club, the better the party. The dance floor, you can barely move.
Backed up in here.
Yeah, they up in here, pal.
But what I want to know is, how does all those people get on that small dance floor?
They get out there, man.
They're waiting outside in front trying to get in line,
too, you know,
just to get a peep to see what's going on up in here.
Yeah, but it's
on. Let me tell you again.
Come on now.
Smaller the club, the bigger the party. Something about this room. Something about this room.
Bigger than party.
The dance floor, you can barely move. The dance floor, you can barely move.
just witness these shenanigans with Mad Mike and Wild Will Coast to Coast. This is the after party. Keep it locked right here on the Buzz. Studio W.Buzz. Enjoy your evening. You don't have to lock out. Log in to the Buzz. Apple, Studio W, or Studio.W, Studio.W. Android is simply Studio W. The website, StudioW.Buzz. Enjoy. Hey, Mike, thoroughly enjoy this, my brother. I believe what's mine is yours, what's yours is mine. But I'll give you everything I have.